Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif on Thursday reaffirmed his government's resolve to accelerate institutional reforms and consolidate macroeconomic stability, saying Pakistan was now transitioning from recovery to sustained growth. "With the grace of Allah, Pakistan is now moving from economic stability towards sustainable growth," Shehbaz Sharif said. He emphasized that the government's top priority was not only to sustain macroeconomic gains, but also to expedite comprehensive institutional reforms, crucial for long-term resilience. Discussions during the meeting centered on the implementation of Pakistan's current International Monetary Fund, IMF, program. Both sides expressed satisfaction over progress made and the positive impact of ongoing reforms. The IMF delegation welcomed the reforms undertaken by Islamabad and assured continued support for Pakistan's economic stabilization and inclusive growth agenda. The meeting was also attended by key cabinet members, including Federal Ministers Ahsan, Iqbal Chima, and Mohammad Aurangzeb, Secretary Finance Imdadullah Bosal, FIBR Chairman Rashid Mahmoud Langriel, and senior officials. IMF's Regional Director, Jihad Azhar, is visiting Pakistan this week in the middle of negotiations for approval of the new budget, as both sides are taking time to converge on key issues of increasing taxes and rationalizing expenses. Government sources told the Express Tribune that Jihad Azhar, the IMF's director for the Middle East and Central Asia, is visiting Pakistan 10 days after the approval of the second loan tranche of the $7 billion program, despite opposition from India. Azhar's visit is a testimony to smooth relations between the lender and the borrower, despite New Delhi's negative campaign. Both the Ministry of Finance and the IMF resident representative remained tight-lipped about the purpose of the visit, at a time when the IMF staff is already in Pakistan to reach an agreement on the new budget for fiscal year 2025-26. One senior government functionary said the government would take up some outstanding budget-related issues with the IMF director, particularly regarding major spending items. The IMF has imposed a new condition on Pakistan that the government must secure parliamentary approval of the new budget in line with the IMF staff agreement to meet program targets. This leaves little space for the government to implement its own agenda, although Prime Minister Sharif wants to provide relief to the salaried class. The sources said the tax target, defense spending, and some grant-related issues were being discussed. The federal government has decided to allocate nearly 2.504 trillion rupees for defense spending in the next fiscal year, which is 18% higher than this year's allocation. However, the IMF staff-level report released on Saturday showed defense spending at 2.414 trillion rupees, an increase of 12%. Some grants and subsidy allocations have also not yet been finalized.